Vi'achalta v'sevato u'v'irachta es Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz ha'tova asher nasan lach. That's the makor for Birchas HaMazon found in our Parsha. And the Chasam Sofer has two ideas about benching. One is about focusing on giving thanks for what's essential, and number two, emphasizing the neshama over the guf. So the first idea is as follows. In the second paragraph of benching, no delecha, Chazal tell us there's a requirement that we have to say al eretz chemda tova urechava sheratz hisav in chatalavosenu. It's not enough to say eretz tova, like the pasuk al eretz hatova asher nasan lach, but rather eretz chemda tova urechava. What's pshat? Why is it so important to mention eretz chemda tova urechava? And it's a sweet, vast, and great land. Says the Chasam Sofer, we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is required to provide for us a baseline of nourishment. As the Chavos Halevavos and others say, there is a need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to provide us for what's essential. That's a requirement for putting us in this world that He has to give us. Enough to survive. But to give us berachava, to give us more than what we need to survive, that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chiyuv. That's something that He can give to us, He can provide for us, based on our zechusim, or whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that we deserve it, or even if we don't deserve it, and provides it for us anyways. So therefore, the hoda that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much different. We don't praise God for not embarrassing us and giving us a meager amount of food and providing for our basic needs. But rather, when we give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our praise is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes over and above for us, our Eretz Chemda Tova Urechava, that no matter what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going above and beyond of what is required to provide for us. And that is why it's not enough to say Al Eretz HaTova, but rather Chemda Tova Urechava. We're always thankful, not for the bare minimum. We're thankful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's willingness and desire to always go over and above for us. The other idea the Chasam Sofer discusses is the fact that in the middle of the paragraph, V'achalta V'sevata V'irachta tells us about making this bracha for being satiated when we had what to eat. And then the very next pasuk, it says, be careful, maybe you're going to forget a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you're essentially going to serve Avodah Zarah. What's the connection between these two psukim? We go from making a bracha to on food to potentially forgetting a Kadosh Baruch Hu and serving Avodah Zarah. Writes the Chasam Sofer, we have to remember that when we bench, our benching does not simply consist of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food, but we also mention Bris V'Torah. We mention V'al Torah Shelimanatanu V'achukecha Shodatanu. We mention Bris V'Torah. Why? Because without Torah, it's not fitting to make a bracha for our food. Because what's the purpose of eating? The purpose of eating is not simply for the kiyum haguf. A guf, we understand, the guf is, it's physical. It's not holy. The eating that we do, the nourishment that we receive, is yes, it is for the kiyum haguf so that it survives, but it really is to provide for the neshama, so that the neshama has a home where it can continue to help build a Jewish person each and every day in their growth and in their commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's the challenge? The challenge is that v'achalta v'sevata uveirachta. If our brachos is simply about thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the kiyum haguf, then we have to be afraid. He shamar lecha pentishka ches Hashem. We're going to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of nourishing the soul, we're just fueling the body, we're feeding the body. And if that's the priority, then we forget about the neshama, we forget about our spiritual connection, we forget about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately we worship Avodah Zarah. So we cannot make the achila the ikr. It's not ve'achalta v'savata uveirachta. The bracha is not simply on the achila, but rather the bracha is on the achila that allows us to be mekayim the mitzvos. And once the achila now has a spiritual component, it has bris v'torah, now we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just for fueling the body, but for nourishing the soul. And that allows us to continue to connect and develop meaningful relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we pray that through our benching, we will not get to a point where it's Hishamer Lecha Pen Tishkach. Because we're so connected spiritually through our neshama, we're not going to forget about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only provides us for what's basic, but even for what's Tova Urechava, what's over and above our basic needs. Have a great day.